Hello, it's Tuesday, July 11th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing Radio, which can be found at www.wingtv.net. We'd like to thank Mr. Kanya McGee from the Black Talk Radio Network. We appeared there this morning. Also, half an hour later than that, we appeared with Visigoth on From the Grassy Knoll. Both interviews very, very well done by the hosts. We want to thank them.
Very much.
And what we want to get into today, first of all, is an article that's now on the Wing TV homepage called The Rape Syndicate. And after we take a look at this, then we're going to talk about something that we briefly ended Visigoth's show on, and that's conscience. So, to really go into this article called The Rape Syndicate, what I did was used an analogy or a metaphor, almost like a parable, to get the idea across. And it goes back, I guess, yesterday, Lisa, when we were talking about how we got involved or how we had an awakening about the world, okay? And I think everybody knows that there's something going wrong in the world, but you can't really put your finger on what the specific thing is. At least that's how it was with me.
And we had a very, very basic reaction to the information that we were finding, which was outrage.
Yeah. So, in this article, there's a person living in a neighborhood, and they know there's something wrong, but they can't put their finger on it. And soon they realize that women in the neighborhood are getting raped on a continual basis. And they found out that these rapes are being committed by an organized crime syndicate, by a mob, okay? So, the individual starts looking into these rapes, and they find a group of people, luckily, that are supposedly against the rapists.
Right.
They call themselves the anti-rape movement, okay? ARM. And you're hopeful, the guy is hopeful at least, that somebody or this group is able to put the rapists, put an end to what they're doing, okay?
Right. So this guy actually puts faith in and trust in this group.
Right. So he goes out, starts doing more research into these serial rapists, and he buys some books, and he buys some videos, and he listens to ARM, the anti-rape movement's radio shows on the internet.
And he actually believes these people are telling him the truth and wanting the truth to come out.
Yeah. So, over time, he very quickly realizes, or he learns about the rapists' past, what they've done in the past. He learns and figure out how they operate. He even finds out who the key figures are in this mob and how they have these similar operations in other states and counties across the country. So he learns a great deal about what's going on with these serial rapists. Then one day he hears about this meeting for the anti-rapist movement, ARM, okay? They're all getting together. So this person goes to the meeting, and he stands up at one point and says, you know what, there's a lot of people that know what's going on now. When are we going to do something about it?
Look at this guy's reaction. He's outraged.
Yeah, he's outraged, and he says, all right, we know all about this information. We've read the books. We've heard the radio shows. We've seen the videos. Everybody knows what's going on, at least in this ARM, anti-rapist movement. And someone stands up from ARM, and he says, wait a second here, buddy. We don't actually want to stop the rapists. We just want to talk about stopping them. And the guy says, what? You just want to talk about it? And the guy gets up there. He's a real fast talker. He kind of reminds him of a televangelist. Looks like him, sounds like him. And this televangelist guy from ARM says, we don't want to stop them because we make our living off of the rape syndicate. See, none of us have jobs, or most of us don't have jobs in the outside world. Our entire livelihood is derived from talking about the rapists.
Right.
He says, if we stop the problem or get rid of the problem, we're not going to be able to make our living off of it anymore. That means we won't be able to sell any more videos. We won't sell any books. People won't subscribe to our pay-per-view websites. And we'll actually have to go out and get a job in the real world. And the guy says, the guy that goes to the meeting says, so let me get this straight. You don't actually want to solve the problem then. And the fast talker, he's like a snake oil salesman, he says, we've been talking about this for 10, 12, 15 years now. That's all we've been doing.
And that's what...
is talking about it.
They're going to keep doing.
And see, the more we keep talking about it but not solving the problem, the more we'll be able to suck money out of all the people. But the guy says, well, when are you going to get organized? When are you going to actually do something? And the sideshow barker, he says, never. We're not going to do anything about it. What we want to do is keep people in this box. Keep them afraid of the rapists. So they're always terrified. It's the same tactic that the rapists use or organized criminals use. Is they'll go to a store and say, if you don't pay us some extortion money, we're going to burn your store down.
It's the same thing as the CIA used. Fear-based trauma programming.
Yeah. So, at that point, it all became clear to this guy. Is that the rape syndicate and the anti-rape movement were working hand in hand with each other, and they used the same techniques to keep people quiet.
Right.
It was fear and inaction. No action, all fear. And they're like the pigs in George Orwell's Animal Farm. You know, the pigs were supposedly on the animal side, but behind the scenes, the pigs were working with the humans. They're drinking whiskey with them. They're making deals with them. Money was exchanging hands. It's the same with George Bush and John Kerry in 2004. Both Skull and Bonesmen supposedly, on the surface, opposed to each other. In reality, working hand in hand. So they're all the same. The Mafia and the CIA, the rapists and the fake rapists, the New World Order, and the anti New World Order. They're all working hand in hand with each other, and all they're doing is talking, talking, talking. They want to keep you contained, and whatever money is left after the IRS takes it, they want to get their hands on whatever's left over.
If that's not bad enough, the problem goes much deeper than just containment or silencing your voices. Because we've talked a lot about, Thorne, how the people who are behind the scenes calling the shots control all the major power centers in our country, in America. They control the media, they control the government, they control the educational system, they control
religion,
Hollywood, they control everything. Okay? So they're using all of these different venues to not just contain us or silence our voices. What they are doing is suppressing conscience of the entire population or a large segment of it, okay? And we can show this. Look at the lack of outrage from the public to the 9/11 control demolition information. Now it's been just blasted all over the mainstream media now, several times.
A good example, and we were talking about this on Visigoth's show today, was just within the last day or so, Kevin Barrett was on Hannity and Combs talking very openly about controlled demolition. The week before, Jim Fetzer was on Hannity and Combs talking very openly about controlled demolition, saying this was an inside job, an element within our government did this, and also, even though they didn't mention this, being usurped by outside forces of the government. But when they're saying this on nationwide television,
right,
the government did this. The government did 9/11. And you look out your window. Where are the people with pitchforks and torches? Where are they enraged enough to want to do something?
Where's the public outrage? Okay, we've wondered, many people have wondered for years now, why this lack of public outrage? Where is the public response? And when you look at everything that's been going on, okay, and you see what's been happening, you see this lack of response directly correlates to how they control every major power center. They use drugs. They use pharmaceuticals. The country is medicated. A large segment of our population is medicated. Music, hip-hop, desensitizing us to violence, to pure evil. to hatred, okay? The schools, the media, with this politically correct phenomenon that's taken over and overwhelmed how we're even allowed to express ourselves, communicate with one another, feminism, religion, how people are corralled, how right is now suddenly wrong, how good is suddenly now bad, turning everything upside down. Okay?
One of the greatest dangers, maybe the greatest danger of the Clinton administration was this whole episode with Bill Clinton and Monica Lewinsky. And you remember the debate so many years ago is, was it really wrong for him? Was it adultery for him to get a BJ in the Oval Office? Was it really wrong? Or should we just worry about the economy? And what the danger of this was is there's no more absolutes. There's no more right or wrong. What Bill Clinton did was make it acceptable to have this gray area.
What we're experiencing is the psychic driving of an entire population of humanity. We're seeing that there's no sense of right or wrong, no moral compass, no recognition of evil in a large segment of the population. They have been so programmed and desensitized and conditioned to not even be able to identify evil, to accept it and embrace it, that people, a lot of them, no longer even can recognize evil when they see it, when it's right in front of their face.
And not only recognize it, but react to it in a vocal way. A perfect example is the series of articles that we put out last week about this cyber stalking, this psychosexual evil harassment that's taking place. And how many people in the alternative media, this is supposed to be the epitome of what is a reflection of people knowing right from wrong, that want the right thing to be done. Yet where are the voices of outrage at GCN, from Alex Jones, from any of these people, Ted Anderson, from other figures in the alternative media? Everyday people have written to us and said how outraged they are. But if we could allow this cancer, this sickness, in this movement, then what hope do we have of fighting the New World Order when the same tactics are being used by these individuals?
This is what the deal is. Not everybody possesses a conscience. There are people on this planet who have no conscience. They have an empty cavern where the conscience was supposed to be. There are other people who do have a conscience. And there are forces working on those people, the people who do have a conscience, that inner voice that tells you what's right and what's wrong, and guides you in your actions, okay? So if they're using all of these major power centers, every avenue available to perform this psychic driving on you, because remember, when the CIA has used psychic driving, it's to shred a person's belief systems and replace them with a new set of beliefs, okay? So whether it's beliefs based in fear or whatever they want to insert into that place where the conscience used to be.
And see, what they're doing, what the New World Order is doing, is they're giving tools or excuses to people to rationalize them not acting in their conscience. So they're giving them all these different outs or all these excuses to say, oh, well, you know, this really is right because X, Y, Z, A, B, C. But it's not their true conscience speaking. It's them rationalizing why they can't speak out against wrongdoing.
Right. So you've got people who are sucked in by their television, a conditioning tool. Their television dictates how they think, shapes their perceptions, and they're not recognizing the evil when they see it, okay? They're not recognizing wrong when they hear it. And you have suppressed consciences. Then you have suppressed consciences that lead to silence, okay? Which leads, the ultimate goal is to destroy the conscience of the population. We're not reacting, a lot of people are not reacting to wrongdoing, to evil, because they're not able to recognize the evil, because their consciences have been silenced and suppressed, and a lot of them, their consciences have been destroyed.
Another thing that happens, Lisa, is that they get sucked into groupthink.
Right.
They become part of a group that allows the group, or one or two individuals from the group, to speak for the entire group or to lead the group in a certain direction. And it's the same thing that happened with the Nazi youth back in Germany is, even though people knew it was wrong, what was happening, they got sucked up into the groupthink. And here we have an alternative media, a patriot movement that is supposed to be the most independent-minded people in the entire country, in the entire world. And I see more groupthink in this movement than I see even in the general population.
What you see, too, the closer you get to the truth, throughout history it's been this way, the closer you get to the truth, the more you come under fire from attack. And right now I'm under extreme attack, an escalating, an ongoing and systematic attack. The closer you get to the truth, to telling the truth, to spreading the truth, the more you will be attacked. And the more truth you speak, the more contained you're going to be, and the more smeared you're going to be, and the more marginalized. And so the circle of truth tellers, the people with a conscience that are trying to reach other people of conscience, are under attack. They're under fire.
And again, it's a fear tactic, because they're showing, they're saying, look at Thorne and Giuliani at Wing TV. Look what we're doing to them. They're speaking truth. They're exposing the wrongdoing of Alex Jones and GCN and Jack Blood and Jeff Rentz. And look at the attacks on them. If anybody else out there speaks up, they're going to be attacked too. This is Big Brother, police state, brown shirt, Nixonian dirty tricks, Hillary's secret team, all wrapped up into one. And they're sending a message that you are now, the patriot movement now, is under the command of brown shirts. Groupthink brown shirts that are destroying the movement, because they're saying, if you speak out, you're attacked.
This is evil. These are psychopaths, people who have no conscience, sociopaths. We must guard our consciences, because once you lose control, possession of your conscience, you lose possession of your soul, what makes you human. And so we're seeing a lot of non-human responses, non-human reactions to things.
Right.
Instinctively, human beings, what separates us from other species, we have emotive responses to right and wrong. We have a moral compass. And what we're seeing is the suppression of this moral compass, suppression of the inner voice that tells you when you're doing a good thing versus a bad thing. They use these pharmaceuticals and illicit drug use, music. Look at just some of this hip-hop music that's being pumped into our kids' brains.
Yeah, or I think even more so, getting back to it, is fear. They rule by fear, by saying, look what happens to those who speak out. And on Viz's show today, we're talking about the 60s and the assassinations. John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King. Now, why do you think they got killed instead of, say, a junior senator from Wyoming or a town councilman from Santa Barbara, California? The reason these individuals got killed is because they got too close to the truth. And the powers that be, these brown shirts from the New World Order, said there has to be a stop to it. Why do you think Lisa Giuliani and I are being so attacked? Why Wing TV is being so attacked? Because we're getting closer to the truth than anybody out there. We're exposing these people that, like the article on the Wing TV...
I don't know about anybody out there.
Well, most anybody out there. We're the ones exposing the rape syndicate and the phonies in the anti-rape movement, the anti-patriot movement.
And this is an analogy.
Yeah, of course. Of course. But we're exposing the phonies, the ones that are leading you astray. And if we were only getting 5,000 hits a month on our site, they wouldn't care about us. But last month, we got 1.5 million hits. Enough people are listening to us now that they said, we better bring out the pigs, the psychopaths, the serial stalkers and the sexual predators, to come out and attack and try to stop Wing TV. Well, where is the outrage in your patriot movement?
By coming out and telling you all the truth as close as we can get to it, and we keep getting closer and closer to it, we've scratched them. We've scratched them deeply. And they are scratching back now, you see? And that's why these attacks keep escalating, they keep going on, and they keep getting worse. And this isn't going to stop us, because it's vital. It's vital that you understand what we're dealing with here. We're dealing with evil, and there is a segment of our population that is not suppressed, that is not yet silenced, and that's people like us.
And the people that are doing this are the sickness, the same sickness that infects and infests the New World Order. These are the reflection of that sickness, and it can't be allowed to continue. It can't be allowed to. Because if we let this keep going, you might as well throw up your hands, because we're the last bastion of hope that there's any hope that something good is going to happen.
You see, we don't need to scratch our heads anymore as to why there's such a lack of public outrage about the events of 9/11. Because the information has been out there now for a while. We know why. We know why there's no public outrage. The population, a very large segment of the population that's heard this information, has been silenced. Their consciences have been suppressed. They've been desensitized to evil. They don't recognize evil when they see it.
9/11 still infuriates me on a daily basis. That's why we talk so much about 9/11, because it was the worst terrorist attack ever against this nation. We know who did it, we know why they did it, and we know how they did it. When I see this on national television, people talking about controlled demolition, and I don't see anybody in the street freaking out about it, it reiterates then what Lisa says. And let's be clear about what we're doing in comparison to the attacks waged against us. What we've done, by and large, is write articles. We've written articles that expose wrongdoing in the alternative media and the Patriot movement. In return, we've had the most egregious lies imaginable waged primarily against Lisa, a woman. These are men that are gang attacking a woman. And how these sick, degenerate cowards, sick, pathetic cowards can pick on a woman that's trying to speak truth and clean up a movement that's dirty as shit. These are the sickest, low-life, yellow people imaginable.
You know what it tells me? It tells me that I have a lot more power than I realize I have. For them to attack me to such a greater degree than they're even going after Victor.
Right. Look, what would happen if you go back to your school days and you see one girl in the schoolyard and there's 10 or 12 bullies pushing her and kicking her around? You remember the sick feeling you had in your stomach? Or if you go downtown or you go to the mall and you see one woman there and 10 or 12 guys pushing her or trying to rape her, the sick feeling you feel in your stomach. That's what we have here. We have some sick, sick, perverted, cyber-stalking degenerates doing this.
I want you to think really long and hard about what I just said, what we're talking about today. The suppression and silencing and destruction of conscience. Because it's really key to them being successful in achieving their New World Order globalist goals. They, in order to get what they want, they have to create a population that has no conscience, that will embrace their evil. And the only way a human being is going to embrace evil, if their conscience is destroyed, if their souls are destroyed, if their souls are stolen.
How many people in the mainstream populace still have a burning conscience, one that makes them go above and beyond the call of duty? Even more so, how many people in the alternative media have a burning conscience that makes them go above and beyond? It's not good enough to just say, oh, that's wrong, that's bad. There's an individual named Michael Langston that's going above and beyond the call of duty. He's taking these cowards on full force right now, and he's making it part of his life to say he's going to try, at least to the best of his ability, to put an end to this kind of nonsense.
The whole problem with that is, okay, Michael Langston is one of the gentlest souls, but he's got a very powerful, forceful conscience. which guides his actions. The problem with when you take on a psychopath is you're not able to reason with a psychopath. They have no conscience. They have no sense of right or wrong. They lie pathologically. They cannot be reasoned with. It's impossible.
And they group with other psychotic liars and cowards. See, none of these people have any courage solitarily, independently. They're like drunken frat boys that if you talk to one of them alone, they're much, much different than when they have this groupthink. And what we have down there with Jack Blood and his little cabal is groupthink personified. And Jack Blood talks all the time about groupthink. He understands it. He knows what they're doing, and all of these supposedly independent-minded people are really nothing but groupthink sickos.
And the suppression of conscience has been happening since time began. You look back through history, you see that there have always been forces that have been trying to silence the conscience of a population, of humanity. And throughout history, you've seen that the people who have risen to speak the truth have been persecuted and smeared and ridiculed and held up as an example before the population and ultimately many of them killed.
Right.
Telling the truth.
Look at Socrates. Look at Jesus. Look at John the Baptist. Joan of Arc. And then currently, John Kennedy, Robert Kennedy, Martin Luther King, and all these
Danny
guys.
Danny Casolaro.
Jim
Keith.
Yeah, in the alternative, Bill Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and are we saying all these individuals are perfect?
No.
Hell no,
but
because we're not perfect either.
What they were doing was getting very close to or had arrived at a truth, a dangerous truth, one of those unapproved truths that you're not allowed to talk about, one of those taboo subjects. And this is what happens. So the people whose consciences are not suppressed, okay, you know what happens to them? They're hunted. They are hunted. And this is what has been going on. And any one of you out there that can disprove what I've just said, then you lay it on. But this is what has been happening from time immemorial, and this is what is happening now.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know what else we can say.
It's so basic. It's good versus evil. And from the beginning of time, evil has tried to destroy good.
Yeah.
And it's soul stealing, it's soul shredding, it's the destruction of your conscience, which will lead to the ripping out of your soul,
of your life.
Forget your life. Your life is the smaller part of it. Your soul is the eternal entity,
right.
The force. Your life force is your soul. They rip out your soul, you're not even human anymore. People without a conscience attack people with a conscience. It's human hunting at its most basic, visceral form.
And it's the same thing that the New World Order does. What's happening here with these cowards down there at Jack Blood's little cabal is the same kind of thing that Dick Cheney does, the same kind of thing that the Rothschilds do, the same kind of thing that the war machine does. And what did we do that was so awful? We spoke about wrongdoing in the alternative media. Now, I thought when we entered this medium 5 or 6 years ago that everything was allowed to be on the table, because we thought, well, you know, the mainstream media, they're contained within a box and they can only speak about certain things. But in the alternative media, we're allowed to talk about anything, aren't we? To expose all wrongdoing across the board. But no, you know what happens here? There's the same kind of control mechanism in the alternative media as in the mainstream, because they say you're only allowed to talk about things in this narrow little parameter, and that's it.
Look at some of the other things they tell you. We should embrace the good guys and the bad guys.
Right.
We should embrace the evil.
We shouldn't
speak out about them, because in the mainstream, they don't speak out about the wrong actions of other mainstream people. We shouldn't speak out about evil, they're telling you. We should embrace evil. Do you see? It just correlates with everything we've just said.
Do you know how many apologists there are for censorship in the alternative media? People that we've proven unequivocally, Alex Jones, Jeff Renz, censor over and over and over and over again. Not only the radio show archives, but their articles. Articles written by other people with that they censored and altered without their knowledge, without their permission, after it was in print. And there's actually apologists in this movement that say it's okay for them to do that.
There's apologists for everything, from the smallest act of wrongdoing all the way up to the war and beyond. There's apologists for the war, too. It's okay to slaughter people. It's okay to murder people, to commit genocide. We're supposed to believe it's all okay. Everything is okay. Well, you know what? Everything isn't okay.
And
there's right and there's wrong.
And you can parade around all you want about this big patriot movement. We see what this patriot movement, this alternative media is made of.
You know what it is? It's just a conscience suppression movement.
Right.
That's what it is.
And if you're not outraged and you're not speaking out about the wrongdoing that's going on right now, then look in the mirror and look at your conscience, because it's dead. They've killed you. They've killed your conscience, and they've taken control of your soul. And I'll tell you what, we don't care how much these bastards attack us, how many wars they wage against us. They're not getting our soul.
No.
And they're not getting our conscience.
And we urge you to really, really think about this. Because if you're gonna try to even fight this new world order, then you have to be able to not only be aware that evil exists, that it exists within your own circles, that it's in your face, but you need to be able to identify it, and you certainly can't embrace it.
And you can't be like the people in this article today about the rape syndicate, where people act as if they're anti-rapists, but they don't want to do anything. They just want to talk about it, or worse, stay silent about it. Action is the key, and we need people right now with conscience that want truth to start speaking out and get rid of this evil brown shirt New World Order hit squad that has infected the so-called patriot movement.
Humanity as a whole has been subjected to this massive psychic driving experiment. You're all the guinea pigs in this experiment. Humanity is a guinea pig. And it's up to you now. Do you want to be a guinea pig? Or do you want to retain your soul and retain your humanity? It's up to you. Your own life or death. This is life or death. And you know what, people? The stakes are so high. They're so high. If we lose, we die. Okay? We lose, we die.
Is your life worth your voice? Because that's what it takes right now, is your voice. If you stay quiet,
it takes
you've surrendered.
It takes your conscience. The question is, do you have one?
We'll be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See you all then.